Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. We give a lot of content each week, so naturally, many questions arise, and there are lots of things to unpack and understand more deeply. So the first Tuesday of every month, Dr. Troy Hinkle provides a live Q&A on our daily meditations app. It's Tuesday, 6 p.m. Central. Just go to the community section on the app for all the details, and then just open your app at 6 and watch for your notifications. Or you can click the link in the transcript below. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As he was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The first mystery. Do you remember the story of Elijah and the widow? The prophet Elijah is running for his life from the wicked King Ahab and Queen Jezebel. He's trying to find a place he can lay low, trying to find a room and board where he can just survive for a while. He comes to the house of a widow who lives with just her son. Now, there's a famine in the land. Elijah asks for some water, and then almost as an afterthought, he adds, "Oh, and would you bring me some bread to go with it?" Then the widow turns to him and tells him the situation. There's no food in the house. She's got a tiny bit of flour and even a smaller amount of oil. When Elijah showed up, she was just gathering some sticks so she could make a fire, bake a tiny loaf, and then she and her son would eat that. And after that, she says, "We will die." She's very sorry, she says. She doesn't have the resources right now to share a meal with anyone. She doesn't even have enough for her own family. You'd think there wouldn't be any answer to that. You'd think there'd be nothing more to say. But it turned out Elijah did have an answer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As he was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus.
Forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The second mystery. Elijah, even after hearing the plight of the widow and her son, remained undaunted. Unbelievably, he doubles down. He tells the widow to make some bread for him first, then make a loaf for herself and her son. And then he declares, "For thus says the Lord of Israel, the jar of flour will not be used up, and the jug of oil will not run dry." He guarantees, in God's name, that their radical generosity to him will be repaid with even more radical generosity from God. And that's how it plays out. That widow thought she had just one meal left. But by being generous to someone for God's sake, she won for herself many, many more meals for herself and for her son. For years, flour and the oil miraculously held out. They were never spent, and Elijah and the widow and her son survived the famine. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The third mystery. There are all kinds of practical applications we could draw from this story, all kinds of cases where we don't want to be generous. But if we are, God will repay our generosity many times over. But for now, let's make a very obvious and straightforward application. The widow and her child were blessed because, even though she didn't want to share their food with anyone, she did, out of mercy and trust in God. Now, the truth is, a lot of us almost never invite anyone over to share a meal. Many of us simply aren't generous with hospitality. Now, in the case of the widow, her reasons for hesitation were obvious. She and her boy were on the brink of raw starvation. That's probably not our reason. Most of us aren't worried as much about starvation as being overweight. Most of us throw away tons of food. So it's not that we don't think there's enough food that keeps us from sharing our meal with others. It must be something else. There must be something else we don't think we have enough of. What is it? What is that thing we don't feel like we have enough? What is the perceived lack of resources that prevents us from being hospitable? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fourth mystery. Hospitality may not require that much from us economically anymore, but it does require certain things that we're often too insecure to give up. For instance, hospitality requires time, and we may feel like we don't have enough of that already. We don't have enough time for ourselves or our family, let alone guests. Hospitality requires that we actually provide food. And we may feel like we don't have enough cooking ability, or we may feel too embarrassed to order out. We don't feel like we have the wherewithal to give our own family good food, let alone guests. Hospitality requires that we try to keep the conversation going, and we may feel like we're not good at that anyway. We can hardly think of what to say to our own family, let alone guests. And hospitality requires energy for cleanup before and after, and we may feel like we don't have enough energy to get the normal things done, let alone to go the extra mile for guests. And so, we're like the widow to Elijah. We refuse to be hospitable because we don't think we have enough resources for ourselves, let alone for someone else. No, we're not afraid we're going to starve, but we are afraid we're going to be overwhelmed. And what do you think the Lord's response to us would be? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fifth mystery. Not only did it turn out that the widow was able to be hospitable and still survive, it turned out that her hospitality was the very thing that allowed her and her family to thrive beyond anything she might have imagined. So why would you think it would be different for you? Invite people over in the Lord's name. The food situation worked out for the widow. It'll work out for you. All she offered in God's name with some bread. I'm sure whatever you offer your guests, it won't be less than that. Other people bring their own topics of conversation with them, and afterwards, they leave your family with more to talk about than it had originally. So, as Jesus said in a different context, do not be anxious about what you are to say. And nobody cares how clean your house is. And anyway, having people over is a good motivation to clean every so often. And time? Just as food is fundamental for eating, so time is fundamental for spending with other people. In which case, the issue isn't that you don't have enough time. The issue is that you don't have enough people in your life to spend time with. God will always be generous, but he needs us to be generous first. So find someone who would benefit from having dinner and prayer at your house. Probably somebody who lives with you. That's the first person that we should invite to a meal and to prayer. And then go beyond that. Invite someone else over and invite them to prayer and trust in God, and he will bless you. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Teresa, I am really grateful to you because today I am so sick and I am so tired. Honestly, about the third decade, I just wanted to lay down on the floor and quit.
I would have let you.
And if it wasn't for you today, I would have been very tempted to not pray the rosary.
I've never heard that from you. Wow.
I am so tired today. It's amazing how I'm just so grateful to you that I sent you a text and asked you if you could pray.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you're not feeling well today. You're dead tired.
Mm-hmm.
And you just came over and we prayed the rosary. It's a lesson to me how important it is to have a prayer partner.
Mm-hmm. I fully agree. I think we counterbalance each other. It's something people don't see because it's so behind the scenes, but we record multiple rosaries every single day except Sunday. So often even on Saturdays, even on holidays. And I want to say 65 to 75% of the time, one of us wants to die. One of us is just, they feel like death. They're just out of it, tired, can't think straight, angry, upset, hungry. And usually the other one either knows how to handle that energy or counterbalance it. One of us is usually doing okay enough where we'll pick up the slack, which is the only reason we've been able to do this, because most of the time I show up here and my brain just couldn't put two thoughts together. And we sit down and we pray and you carry the team.
But I really believe this is it shows us you can't do it alone.
Mm-hmm.
We can't do anything in life alone, but you can't do the spiritual life alone, because mm-hmm. there're gonna be days where you just don't feel like praying, or you're too sick, or you're too tired, or you're too out of it. But if you have a spouse or your kids or a friend, even if you can't get together in the same room with somebody, if there's somebody that you can that you pray with over the phone or over FaceTime or Zoom or something, some person who you can count on to help you pray every day.
Yeah. I mean, it's why Jesus says where two or three are gathered.
Yeah.
That's so important.
Yeah.
This is not a one-person game.
No. No. So I guess I'm reflecting with immense gratitude to you for helping carry me when I don't want to pray.
Mm-hmm.
Or I want to pray, but I'm just too sick or too tired. And I'm encouraging everyone out there, get a prayer partner. Get a partner who will commit to praying the rosary with you every day, because We want to have this friendship with Jesus every day in prayer, and there are days when we're just not going to feel like it alone.
I agree.
So, if you're out there thinking, I just don't have anybody, I don't even know who to ask, tell Jesus, Jesus, you've got to provide for me. You've got to give me somebody. And because I am absolutely confident, if you sincerely ask the Lord from the heart to provide for you someone to pray with every day, he will.
And now I will highly recommend that you don't say that prayer with your eyes closed and expect to open them and see a person. I think the next step is very much patience. He will come through for you, but we get so impatient when it's not an immediate call and answer.
That's true, but I
think it'll happen and you won't notice, and then suddenly you'll be like, there's the person.
And then you're going to have to take the leap of faith and invite.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're going to have to take the risk and the leap of faith to invite.
But before we draw to a close, more to the point of hosting, I want to counterbalance you a little bit.
Yeah.
Because I think you are unlike a lot of people, unlike most people, in the sense that I think for the most part, you have never experienced a moment where you desire to be alone.
Oh, no, I love...
You like being alone.
I actually love... You know that I... Do you know that I spend...
You do.
I spend the first...
But I've spent a lot of time in this house with you and Mom. And you are two very extroverted people.
It's true.
I didn't want anyone to listen to this podcast and think, Mike Church like never tires of people, and he doesn't understand running out of energy. I think you're a very extroverted person. Would you at least agree with that?
Well, without a doubt, I am extroverted, and I love being with people. And I've learned over the years the value of being alone.
Mm-hmm.
So I dedicate every morning until noon.
Which is important. I'm the same way.
I dedicate every... Because I want people to have a clear vision of who I am. I'm definitely an extrovert. I'm a pack animal.
Yeah.
I love being with mm-hmm. my people. And I actually get energy from them.
Mm-hmm.
But I spend every morning from waking until lunch mm-hmm. alone.
This is what's important, because I don't want people to take away... Mike Schirschlick's telling me, when you're at your lowest, press harder and break yourself. That's how a lot of people feel about over-socializing or over-hosting.
True.
But as someone who feels that way, who absolutely burns out and just gets so overwhelmed that I'm like, I cannot see another person, the thing I would stress is, A, the Holy Spirit has never failed me when I've asked for that strength to just get through a little bit. B, you do have to set aside habitual time to yourself.
Yep.
I have to have my mornings to myself.
Yep.
And then I give all night. But I know that I have silence in my day. We're not saying that you have to give every moment away.
No.
And three, I think a beautiful experience that you and I have heard recently from a dear friend of ours about their experience in therapy. That it's a song we always hear and never listen to, which is exposure. And
oh,
the way
yeah.
that you
yeah.
condition yourself to discomfort, that's really good for you.
Yeah.
So we're not saying it's always going to be really comfortable. We're not saying you need to break yourself, but a little bit of exposure, you will grow so much. I think in the last 4 or 5 years, I have grown so much in my ability to spend more and more time with people and hosting than I could when I was younger as such a serious introvert. But we do need to start pushing ourselves little by little. And it's okay to be a little uncomfortable and a little tired and to just ask for God to carry us in those moments. So we're not saying break yourself, but give a little more.
Well, but you're making a really good point, because an extrovert needs to push themselves to spend time alone and
mm-hmm.
in silence
mm-hmm.
in prayer. And an introvert may need to push themselves to be a little bit more with people.
But we should never make excuses that, oh, I'm an introvert, so I can't host. And so I'm so sick and tired of my friends and I can't see people, because we will get worse and worse and worse.
Yeah.
But just little exposures are very helpful. And also as an extrovert, it's not good to drown out the silence with noise, to never be alone. You need both.
Well said. Yeah, because we want to be a really good balance of extrovert and introvert.
Yeah, which just means look at your day. Have time to yourself. Have time with others.
Yeah.
And where you feel you can't give, ask for the Holy Spirit to give for you.
Well said. Very well said. And thanks for being my rosary partner. Well, let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.